When it comes to the Olympics, one of the things I find myself recognizing is how much dedication is put in by the participants. One of the things about so many of the Olympic events is that you and I, we only care about them every 4 years, if at all. But yet so many of them participate in these events and these sports that we know very little or nothing about. But yet for each and every one of them, there's a great deal of dedication that goes into it. Just imagine their disappointment after many years of training. They just have an off day or a bad experience. And perhaps having to wait another 4 years to have that chance once again. Or how politics has played a role in the past where this nation, as well as other nations, have not participated in specific Olympics. And you think about all the dedication and the hardship, the difficulty, the level of commitment, and during that period of training and preparation, there must be that feeling where they can't wait. They can't wait until the event finally arrives. They can't wait until it takes place. The words that Jesus speaks today that jump out at me are, "I came to bring fire. I wish it were already kindled. I wish it were already kindled." And so as we begin to reflect on those words and the words of Jesus today, I want to begin with the Pharisees. Now at the time of Jesus, the Pharisees were a relatively new phenomenon. The Romans had taken rule over the land of Israel around the year 63 before the Common Era. So only 60 or so years before the birth of Jesus. And from that occupation, there emerged different groups in opposition. There were the Zealots. Those were the rebels. They felt the only solution was rebellion, to fight against Rome, to rise up in revolution. And there were also then the separatists, whom we know as the Pharisees. The separatists, the Pharisees, believed that they had been punished by God. And now there was a need to submit to the law, to rededicate themselves to the law. And so there was a strong political belief that they held that was backed up with religious sanctions. They believed by following the law as it has been proposed and how the law has evolved with their guidance and with their direction, that would lead them to be a holy people. And by following that law, then, God would bring the kingdom to them. And so the law was really not hoops to jump through necessarily, but the law was what the people needed to know, so that they could do the right thing, so that they could please God and open the way to God's kingdom. So the focus is not only on the individual for his or her self or his or her benefit or their salvation, but the focus was also on the individual and how they impacted the whole. How they impacted other people. The focus of the Pharisees then was to turn inward and to isolate themselves. With that, the Pharisees became a pressure group that people could participate only if conditionally based on their obedience to the codes, to the rules, and to the traditions that were posed before them. When we look at Jesus' teachings and how he addresses the Pharisees, he does not condemn them as a whole, but those individuals within the movement that focused so inwardly that they ignored the needs of the other people. They focused so much on themselves that they devalued others. They dehumanized others. who didn't follow the laws, the codes, the traditions, the regulations like they did. Those who were ignored. When you look at the Olympics, one group of people that were ignored for a great many years were women. You know what year women first participated in the Olympics? The year 1900. In the Paris Olympics, women were allowed to participate in two events: lawn tennis and golf. More interestingly than that, as I was reading about how in 2012, in the London Olympics, was the first time that every competing nation had a female representative. Just 4 years ago. And so how we can see how easily it is for individuals to be left out, to not feel a part of what is taking place. And so Jesus' ministry is contrary to such an understanding of the laws and the codes and the rules that these separatists, these Pharisees were imposing upon others. And so Jesus teaches, and Jesus emphatically says how he is to bring fire. How he is to bring fire. But to bring fire in a way in which we understand how fire refines and how fire reshapes. Imagine the work of a smith over a fiery forge, making the old into the new, of a new creation. And so Jesus speaks of this fire, this new creation, which he wishes were already kindled. This refining had taken place. This creating anew. We can see the expression of that fire and that kindling in the Pentecost event. The fire of God's Spirit being spread upon the people. But for Jesus, much was yet to come. It is no great leap to understand when Jesus says that he will bring division. It is no great leap for us to understand that when Jesus speaks of the experience of his own baptism, he is speaking about how he is submerged. He is submerged in the experience of stress that he faces. He is submerged in the grim and terrible experiences that are before him. Totally submerged and committed. And you can think about how then he wishes these things had already come about and taken place and the fire was kindled. Jesus speaks of that present time in which there is so much struggle that is going on, of the ignorance and blindness of the people around him, of their inability to read the signs as he talks about the weather. The kingdom has come. The kingdom has come with him. Not by the agenda of the Pharisees, but through him. A refiner's fire that brings a new creation that reshapes the kingdom and reshapes the world. And Jesus' plea, why can't the people see? And dreams of the fire that is kindled. The fire that will be the light of the world, where each generation to follow will show the kingdom is taking place in the events of the world around them. And that God is creating anew. And so as I look at the Olympics and what is taking place, I recognize so much of the world of which I am ignorant. It is said that when we in our country watch the Olympics, we watch athletes from every part of the globe except those located outside the United States. Because, for example, look at the lack of television exposure to foreign athletes. How much of the Olympics is presented on television from the United States perspective? It is said that there would be over 3,500 hours of coverage of these Olympics. But to see representatives of many foreign nations and how they may excel, you have to go deep into the channels that you may find. But when we look at primetime coverage, focuses so much on our own nation. Last night I happened to be watching and came upon the 10,000 meters, the men's event. It wasn't one that I really had any significant interest in because so most often there's no one from the United States that participates or competes. 10,000 meters, running 6 miles in 27 minutes. So I watched. And I was amazed. Each lap around the track took 60 seconds or so. And to complete that race in that time, much to my surprise, there was a representative from the United States. Among the winner from Great Britain and the representatives from Ethiopia and Kenya. But so often, we find ourselves focusing inward. Not beyond our seas or beyond our borders. Often not beyond our own communities. But Jesus speaks of a fire that is kindled, that will reach out to all. The focus of the Pharisees was on oneself. And to separate themselves from others. To be obedient to the law. And by their obedience, then, God would act. God would judge the other nations. God would judge them. God would judge the outsider. For the Pharisee, it was us, and there was them. When Jesus speaks of this fire of the kingdom, it is one that burns within ourselves. That we are obedient to the message of God's grace, and that God will act through us to touch the lives of the outsider. To touch them. So that they can be brought into the kingdom. So they can become us. And so I'll continue to watch the Olympics now and then, and I'll explore the different channels. Try to see more than what I'm just familiar with. And maybe these Olympics can help open our eyes to the world and how we can bring God's kingdom to all. Amen.